This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Iran says it has broken a stockpile limit set by the 2015 nuclear accord. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The state-run IRNA news agency quoted Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif as making the stockpile announcement. The deal had limited Iran to 300 kilograms of uranium enriched to 3.67%. This represents the first time Iran has broken one of the limits set by the 2015 pact with world powers. The announcement comes as tensions remain high between Iran and the US. In recent weeks, the wider Persian Gulf has seen Iran shoot down a US military surveillance drone, mysterious attacks on oil tankers, and Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen launched drones into Saudi Arabia. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Nuclear weapons were also discussed during the impromptu summit Sunday between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump called the meeting very productive and said both sides want to get this thing solved. I outlined the incredible prosperity that awaits North Korea when this whole thing gets settled, Trump told U.S. military personnel at Osan Air Base in South Korea before flying back to the United States. A powerful car bomb and gun attack in the Afghan capital of Kabul is said to have killed and wounded dozens of people. Officials said the ensuing clashes between the assailants and Afghan security forces were raging 6 hours into the siege. Ambulances rushed to the scene and ferried one dead and around 100 injured people, including children, to hospitals, according to the Afghan Health Ministry. The Taliban insurgency claimed responsibility for plotting the suicide attack, which comes as the Taliban and the United States are engaged in a fresh round of talks aimed at finding a political settlement to the 18-year-long war in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Hong Kong protesters battered their way into the city's legislative complex on Monday night as major demonstrations rocked the city on the 22nd anniversary of its reunification with China. Thousands encircled the city's government complex in the afternoon as a small group attempted to break into the legislature. Once inside, protesters roamed the hallways and defaced walls with spray paint, while others attempted to break security cameras. While the protests coincided with the anniversary of Hong Kong's handover, they were triggered by a controversial legislative bill that would allow for criminal extradition to China. Tens of thousands of protesters rallied across Sudan on Sunday against the ruling generals, calling for a civilian government nearly 3 months after the army forced out longtime leader Omar al-Bashir. Mohamed Al-Amin reports from Khartoum on what organizers are calling a million-man march.
Chanting anti-military slogans and raising Sudan's flag, the protesters took to the streets of the capital and headed the presidential palace. In addition, demanding a civilian government, they called for those behind the deadly crackdown on protesters on June 3rd to be brought to justice. On Sunday, there were reports of tear gas and live bullets being fired in an effort to disperse demonstrators. Mohamed Al-Amin for VOA News, Khartoum.
A Sudanese doctors group says 5 people were killed and several seriously wounded during the day of demonstrations. El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, told a briefing in San Salvador Sunday that the death of a father and his young daughter, who drowned trying to reach the United States, was tragic. The photograph of the 2 migrants face down in the river between Mexico and Texas has garnered worldwide attention. The 2 bodies were returned to El Salvador Sunday for burial. People don't flee their homes because they want to. People flee their homes because they feel they have to, Bukele said. It's our fault. We have to focus on making our country better. 5 Japanese whaling ships set off Monday to begin the country's first commercial whale hunt in more than 30 years. One returned to Kushiro Port in northern Japan later in the day with the first minke whale taken in the hunt. Japan stopped commercial whaling in 1988 after the International Whaling Commission, the IWC, imposed a moratorium on killing the giant mammals. But it continued to hunt whales for what it claimed was scientific research. Critics have long disputed that claim, calling it commercial whaling in disguise. In December, Japan announced it would leave the IWC on June 30th. Its ships will be limited to hunting in their own territorial waters. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
This is Border Crossings, radio's number